The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bob Graham won't discuss the classified information in the 28 pages. He will say only that they outline a network of people that he believes supported the hijackers while they were in the U.S.
You believe that support came from Saudi Arabia?
Substantially.
And when we say the Saudis, you mean the government? Rich people in the country? Charities?
All of the above.
Graham and others believe the Saudi role has been soft-pedaled to protect a delicate relationship with a complicated kingdom where the rulers, royalty, riches, and religion are all deeply intertwined in its institutions.
The committee will be in order.
Porter Goss, who was Graham's Republican co-chairman on the House side of the joint inquiry and later director of the CIA, also felt strongly that an uncensored version of the 28 pages should be included in the final report. The two men made their case to the FBI and its then-director, Robert Mueller, in a face-to-face meeting.
They pushed back very hard on the 28 pages, and they said, no, that cannot be unclassified at this time.
Did you happen to ask the FBI director why it was classified?
We did in a general way, and the answer was because we said so and it needs to be classified.
Well, former Florida Senator Bob Graham pleading his cause here on 60 Minutes, it is about time. I mean, here we are 15 years later. And this is kind of added, Scott, to the confusion and, some may say... Obviously misinformation, because what happens, again, let's go back to the basic premise. In the absence of fact, opinion rules. And there's been all kinds of theories, conspiracies. I mean, you probably have seen different documentaries ad nauseum regarding what brought the Twin Towers down. Not only the Twin Towers, but all the other buildings as well.
I do work at GCN, so I've heard a lot of them, yeah.
Yes, right, yes. Well, and because it's open, and this is... You know, what talk radio is all about is that we're searching for the truth. And, oftentimes I feel like we're blindfolded, all feeling different parts of the elephant. And maybe we yell around the corner, hey, Alex, is this what you feel? Robert, is this what you're seeing? Kind of thing. I'll tell you, it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, talks like a duck, all that stuff. But yet, we just don't have it nailed down, whether we're talking about Benghazi, Hillary Clinton's emails, all these things, the Kennedy assassination. This information is hidden from us.
It goes back to, we made the joke last week with Hillary Clinton and transparency. She said it like five times in the one speech and within like 2 minutes. And it doesn't just apply to her. It applies to our government. Our government seems to think that telling us the truth is the worst possible thing for us.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's a problem. And that's something that we are, as your average citizen, has set up. We say things like the government has to protect us. Well, there's certain things out there that protect us much better than what our government can.
Right.
We have the two largest bodies of water in the known galaxy. Right. On both sides of us. That's a pretty big moat,
Yeah. Well, the problem with that whole scenario, the government protecting us, it becomes self-serving, because then it becomes the government needs to protect itself. And, you got to remember what their motivation seems to be. It's about being reelected. It's about continuing to get a paycheck from the government on the backs of we the people. I say, look, if you're doing the job and you deserve it, fine. You should be paid your due. But just to be paid just because you're on the beltway and it's all under some kind of shadow and idea that you we just cannot live without you. Boy, this sentiment is so confusing, and this is why people are so overpaid. Why we're bloodletting, as far as our budget is concerned. Well, this discussion will continue. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. We're live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And kind of want to give you an update here. Last night, or I should say yesterday, was our first after show on Facebook Live. And we're going to be doing that again today. And I invite you to join us. After 12 o'clock Eastern time, we will go on Facebook.com/Martinez Live. Okay, so Facebook.com/Martinez Live. Join us, and we'll keep the conversation going. I look forward to receiving your tweets and ongoing conversation about the things that are mattering most to you, kind of a summary and a highlight of what we're going to be talking about today. Coming up with us in, well, he's here with us right now, is the one and only Jim Antle, a Washington Examiner's politics editor, who's previously managing editor of the Daily Caller, associate editor of the American Spectator, and senior writer for the American Conservative. Jim, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on. You know, I wanted to get, you had written an article about the Democratic nomination fight is starting to get interesting, isn't it, though, huh?
Yeah, it's really an odd dynamic where you have Bernie Sanders has been winning. He's on a pretty extended winning streak now. He's won eight of the last nine states that have voted, seven or so state winning streak. And yet he's not making much progress in terms of overtaking Hillary Clinton in the delegate count. Mm. So, you know, Hillary is still virtually inevitable as the nominee. But Sanders is in a position where he's demonstrating a lot of her weakness. Mm-hmm. And it creates a situation where it's difficult for them to put any pressure on him to drop out because he's winning. But Hillary and company would really like to focus on the general election now and the Republicans, and they can't quite do that.
Well, you know, to your point here, what has happened between these two is a perfect case in point that maybe even the Trump campaign needs to understand. It's about collecting delegates. And
right.
And with all the good things that Bernie is doing, he's resigned himself to saying, I mean, although he tells his people, look, we're going to get the nomination, you know, the numbers
right.
aren't there. I mean, so just continue. So the next thing is, what can he do to influence the platform and influence the trajectory of this presidential campaign as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned?
Yeah, I think that's right. And I believe that was a larger motivation for Sanders getting into the race in the first place. I think that they came to the conclusion really too late in the race that Hillary was possibly beatable. Mm-hmm. And by the time they realized that maybe they could have conceivably won the nomination, she was already too far ahead. So he has had some success already in terms of getting Hillary Clinton to move in his direction on a lot of economic issues. And she's also been forced to repudiate a lot of her husband's positions on crime and law and order type issues because she's needed to run up a very high percentages of the African American vote to be able to beat him in a number of these primaries, particularly throughout the South. That's how she's really swept all of the southern states, largely on the strength of the black vote. And so he has really reshaped her platform and moved it very far away from the New Democrat DLC triangulating third way politics of Bill Clinton.
Right. Well, Jim, as much as he's moved her to the left, and as much contention that has been brought up on the GOP side, do you anticipate at their convention, with all the numbers, particularly young people, that are very vocal and passionate for Bernie Sanders, are they going to feel like, look, the tables have been tilted from day one on this? And maybe as they get to understand, you know, the superdelegate concept and how, you know, the fix is in for the most part for Hillary Clinton. There's no doubt about it that, you know, it's been unfair for a candidate like Bernie Sanders. He knew the rules coming in. But, you know, in much the same way that the GOP and the followers of Trump, you know, maybe Trump's side, certainly there's no ignorance and there shouldn't be a claim of ignorance that about the rules, because then it really makes his organization look really bad. But for the people,
right,
they don't quite understand, but they're going to react viscerally, just as I believe could potentially happen with Bernie Sanders people. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think the big thing to watch is Bernie Sanders able to wipe out Hillary Clinton's lead in pledged delegates? So right now she still does lead in among the delegates who are allocated through the primaries and caucuses. Mm-hmm. Her lead in among those delegates has really been eroding because Sanders has been winning, but she still has it.
Yeah.
So what happens if he's able to wipe that out or virtually wipe it out, and then her lead is entirely based on superdelegates, you know, party leaders who are delegates by virtue of their position and get to vote for whomever they want, regardless of primary or caucus outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, it does look like the fix is in, that the process is rigged. Now, obviously, those were the rules going in,
mm-hmm.
but if you're trying to create perceptions among your supporters that there's unfairness, it's a pretty good, you know, optically speaking at least, that's a pretty good way to do it.
Exactly. Well, is there a realistic calculus for him to get the nomination?
Probably not, because in addition to the superdelegates, the Democrats don't do any winner-take-all states,
mm-hmm.
so everything is proportional. So, which is why oftentimes, even when he wins a state, Hillary Clinton comes away with nearly as many delegates or as many delegates or in some cases more delegates, because one, you have superdelegates from every state, and two, the states are all proportional. So even when he wins by a big margin, she usually is going to get some delegates out of the process. So it's hard for him to catch up. Whereas, you know, on the Republican side, you have some large winner-take-all states, and you can make up some of the gap just by, you know, winning in a place like New York or winning a place like Ohio or Florida and picking up all those delegates. It lets you make up a lot of space. Sanders doesn't really have that. So while he's not mathematically eliminated, in terms of how plausible or realistic it is, very difficult to see.
Mm-hmm. Well, like anything, when you have competition, you know, pointing out your weaknesses, it can be a bit injurious. We've seen a lot of the intent firing happening on the GOP side, and we're starting to see some more bullets happening within the tent on the Democratic side. How much does he hurt her?
I think he hurts her in terms of enthusiasm among younger voters that she's going to need, and I think he hurts her in terms of delaying moving towards the general election. I think up till now, he's been an ideal challenger for her because he's strong enough to keep their campaign organization
exactly.
nimble and engaged. But
Jim, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Jim Antle from the Washington Examiner, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez at 15 After.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Misvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Misvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Misvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Coming to you now Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 Eastern on these 270-plus markets across the country, around the world via shortwave through our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, WWCR. With us right now is Gail Trotter. She's an attorney in Washington, a senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. Gail, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Great to be with you. I'm doing fabulous.
Hey, a lot of conversation about how rough the media has been toward one Donald Trump, and certainly this Boston Globe, some would say, a definite hit piece on the potential presidential candidate. Rather rough these days, huh?
It sure is, and I think the Boston Globe is the latest example of just how the mainstream media is in hysteria right now over this presidential election cycle. I mean, the Boston Globe is based in Massachusetts, which is where Senator Ted Kennedy was the representative of, and you might remember during the Bob Bork hearings in the Senate, when he was nominated for the Supreme Court, Ted Kennedy got up and gave this horrible character assassination of Bob Bork, saying that Bob Bork's America would be this absurdly apocalyptic outcome if Bob Bork was confirmed to the Supreme Court. And this Boston Globe piece apes that Ted Kennedy speech and tries to set up how the Boston Globe editorial board thinks that America would be if Donald Trump is elected president and his, quote, vision comes to pass, which is outrageously absurd.
Yeah, a vision to make America great again, a vision to handle our borders, a vision to make America's national security consequential. That's a bad thing, I guess?
Yeah, and it has these crazy headlines, deportations to begin, president calls for tripling of ICE force, riots continue. So instead of casting all of what Trump is trying to put out there as responsive to the voters, to the American voters who have been enthusiastically supporting him through the primaries and the caucuses, it's trying to paint this very dangerous vision of what America will be if he's elected. And it just shows how far the mainstream media has descended into fear-mongering and hysteria. And this is just the latest example. We also saw Chris Matthews last week when he interviewed Trump. People don't go back and look at the entire interview. The interview just gets reported out as, you know, Trump said something inflammatory on abortion. But if you go back and look at it very closely, Donald Trump would not even agree that there should be a 10-cent fine on women who have abortions. But that's not reported, and it's not reported accurately that even the campaign the next day walked back even anything that Donald Trump had implied about punishing women. So there's a lot of misinformation and falsehood that the mainstream media is pushing about Donald Trump's campaign.
Well, Gail, this continues to compromise mainstream media. They're losing readership, losing audience, losing significance in the marketplace. I mean, they still wield some bit of influence, but it's not like it was 20 years ago, is it?
No, the Boston Globe is limping along. I mean, it was sold a few years ago. It's tried all sorts of rebranding and, you know, different aspects to try and lift its flailing revenue issue. And this just seems like the latest desperate attempt to be relevant to the conversation on national politics. And it's an utter failure. And it just shows why the American people are not supporting these types of publications anymore, apart from the fact that advertising has moved so much over to the internet. But you're not getting incisive, objective reporting from places like the Boston Globe, so people are turning to other news sources.
Well, I was raised old school, Gail, that the mission of publications, of newspapers, the mainstream media, was to document history. And they've abandoned that. And that also is why they're losing audience. But they're not seeing the correlation, are they?
No, and think about that. The idea that journalism is about documenting history. And this Boston Globe piece, if you are able to go and look at it, it is a fake front page. So it goes into the entire false news genre of The Onion, which is taking things completely absurd and trying to advance a political message through absurdity. So not only are they not fulfilling their obligation of documenting history, they're making up fake news.
Exactly. Well, I find it quite hypocritical because anything that goes, for example, with NPR, which is driven by the liberals, let's accept that for the most part. You know, when you go to advertise, you cannot make claims. You've got to be real careful what you say. There has to be proper attribution. It's like the mainstream media, you know, just gets gets to have their cake and eat it too. They can say whatever they want to do, and they probably justify it in part because of, you know, the kind of information that's out there on the internet today, where, you know, it can be fast and loose, not necessarily responsive or controlled by any kind of journalistic ethic.
That's right. And if you watch some of these mainstream media television shows as well, they'll have candidates like Hillary Clinton come on there, say the most outrageous things that are patently false. And the news anchors and reporters, the journalists, will not call them out on it. They're nodding their head in agreement with the type of misinformation that people like Hillary Clinton are putting out there. And we see another, back on the idea that these journalistic enterprises are failing, Time magazine had a horribly slanted hit piece against Ted Cruz in its latest issue, and it is an entire rant against Ted Cruz, the entire piece. And I will tell you, we will never see a piece like that attacking the vulnerabilities of the Democratic front runners like Hillary Clinton.
Right.
We're just not going to see it.
Yeah, well, you'll hear a lot. I mean, even, you know, over the weekend with Chris Wallace, the president, I guess the only time he's been in his, you know, since he became president, meeting with Chris Wallace, you know, saying that, look, we need to have a conversation. We got to quit talking at, so to speak. We have to engage one another and be able to exchange ideas. I mean, he says that, but in practice, he's far from that.
He is far from it. And the Democrats right now, they're pushing a strong agenda in the Senate to try and limit our First Amendment. They want to have congressional legislation that overturns the decision in Citizens United. And when they were questioned about this, about whether or not that would allow them to ban particular books, they agreed that their efforts would allow the federal government to ban books. So it's quite remarkable that President Obama would go on Chris Wallace's show and say, oh, we need to have a conversation, when he does not make himself available to the opposing viewpoint. He does not make himself available to tough questioning. And he does not truly want to have a conversation because he's at the head of the party that is trying to roll back the First Amendment. And I will tell you, the core of the First Amendment is political speech. So if we do not protect the core function of the First Amendment, which is political speech, then all of our other rights are going to suffer.
Well, Gail, they had a rather direct game plan that is consistent no matter what the agency, whatever topic you want to talk about, free speech, you know, expression of your faith, being able to sell bakery goods, Obamacare, now food was the latest deal that they're, you know, it's all about control. And it's the same strategy and format, is that you go along with me. If not, I'm going to use the strong arm of the government, though you have the president saying that we don't have any influence. We don't tell anybody what to do. You know,
that's
so
right.
What are you going to do? You're going to believe him or your lying eyes? What do you want to believe here? You know,
it's so true. And it's funny that the left and the Democratic Party use the messaging of tolerance. That is the message that they put out there all the time to advance their very leftist agenda of reordering life. And yet when it comes to tolerance of those viewpoints that they disagree with, they use the strong arm of the law to crush people, to fine them. I mean, think about this. We had this discussion with Trump and Chris Matthews about abortion and about punishment for abortion. I and every other American will pay a fine if we do not buy health care under the Obamacare regime. That's
right.
Punishment.
Exactly. Gail Trotter, attorney, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, co-founder of Schaefer and Trotter PLC, a law firm in metropolitan Washington, D.C. Thank you, Gail, for being with us. Appreciate the insight.
This report is brought to you by Iroko Pharmaceuticals, LLC. A new nationwide survey sponsored by Iroko reveals that only 3 in 10 Americans who experience pain feel that their symptoms are completely controlled, and only half of pain medication users feel confident that the medications they take are the safest and most effective for their pain symptoms. The survey also showed a lack of awareness and understanding about commonly used non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs, including the risks associated with them. The Understanding America's Pain survey shows that 47% of those surveyed do not know what NSAIDs are, and only 27% of medication users were aware of FDA recommendations regarding NSAIDs. Dr. Clarence L. Young, Senior VP and Chief Medical Officer of Iroco.
The FDA recommends people use the lowest effective NSAID dose for the shortest duration possible because of the serious cardiovascular and gastrointestinal risks associated with these medications. If you are in pain, it's important to talk with your doctor about which pain management option is best for you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Bill Martinez, live.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night. They never have a known it when it felt so good. Never have a knew it when I knew I could. Never have a done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, why not? Given the choice, let's make it a good day, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us. It is time to lighten things up. I know we hit it pretty heavy right out the gate, talking about all the contention going on both sides with the Democrats and the Republicans. But, hey, look, it's what you're talking about, and I want to make sure you're up to date as to what's going on. But it's time for one of your favorite times of the week, and it's a regular feature on Bill Martinez Live. It's Sam's Corner. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can check out her her pretty little picture right there. And Sam's all excited, and she's still on needles and pins as her incredible day is nearing, her wedding day. And and she had girls' weekend. It was like Bernie's weekend out, but they didn't quite get as debauched as Bernie's weekend, and had a great time, all the girls. And I didn't get a phone call from anybody looking for a bail or anything, so I guess you guys behaved yourself, huh?
I guess I brought my mom along for my girls' weekend.
Well, that'll straighten things out. Boy, mom knows how to keep everybody in tow here, so that's great.
She does, and she's great fun at the same time, so it's perfect.
Well, we're so excited for you, Sam. You know, with all the planning and everything, this is really what makes the world go around, you know, weddings and, you know, and the whole deal. And you got a great guy. What a great fiance, and he's going to make an excellent husband and father. And we just wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be, you know, it's, you know, this is, you know, just a great great time in your life, and it's just an honor. I want you to know to be, you know, vicariously enjoying it with you. So it's good.
Oh,
fun.
Well, thank you.
Hey, let's talk about you know, people want to hear about the viral videos, and this is an incredible story about a Marine Corps triple amputee receiving a smart home. Tell us about that.
Okay, this story, I actually have a special connection to this story, which I will explain momentarily. But Thomas McCray is actually a retired Marine Corps gunnery sergeant, and he just received a smartphone. Back in 2012, he actually lost three of his limbs in an IED explosion, and he also lost half of his vision. So this guy, you know, he's been through a lot on the road to recovery, and this smartphone will actually make it accessible for him in his wheelchair. And it'll make it a better place for his daughter. The community has gotten together and really rallied around him. There's different foundations who have made this possible, like Wounded Warriors Project, Tunnels to Towers Foundation. I mean, who deserves it more than a person who's got, you know, risked it all so that we can have the freedom that we have here? I mean, he's a true example of a hero. And during the ceremony when they gave him the house, there was actually hundreds of people there just celebrating. And actually, my special connection to this is the smart house was built in Maple Hill, North Carolina, on my great aunt's property.
No way. Oh, wow.
Passed away. Isn't that crazy? What an honor to me.
Yeah, really. So, how cool is that? And I got to tell absolutely. You, you know, people are reaching out. I'm so excited what they're doing on behalf of the veterans. And the way they're coming alongside, we support a group down in San Diego. Like we've done a couple of campaigns with them, Freedom Station there, which is incredible. All the people volunteer, and then they do an incredible amount of work. They have, I guess, I don't know, I want to say maybe a dozen bungalows, and you know, injured servicemen are coming in, and you got to imagine these young kids that are injured. You know, they haven't really been in the real world other than they've been fighting for our freedoms and everything. And they come back and they're not even sure how to balance a checkbook or anything. And they've got to kind of be, you know, kind of eased into the real world. And not to mention the fact that you've got double, triple amputees, same type of situation. In fact, one Marine there that we met, he was such a character. And his wife had just joined him there at Freedom Station. It was good fun. And, you know, and he had lost an eye. But this guy had such a great attitude, and he says, "Hey, look me in the eye," and so I looked him in the eye, and the eye that got replaced, you know, he had the Marine Corps logo lasered in his eyeball, in the fake
did
eye.
Did he really?
He did. It was
that's
horrific.
Awesome.
It was just so cool. But you know, these guys, the attitude that they have, and everything that they have to overcome from PTSD. On all the way through dealing with, you know, going into the military normal, coming out and missing appendages and having support, having wives and girlfriends and family walking them through is just, it is so touching and special. And so whenever we can help a vet like, you know, like this in any way possible, because it's not any one person that does it. It's a lot of people coming together, and it's the way for us to think. You know, like we were talking with a commander from SEAL Team 3 yesterday, Rourke Denver, and, you know, and I guess the numbers now of people participating in the military, you know, less than 2%, 1.5% roughly it's estimated. Now, I used to think it was like 3%, but, you know, 1.5%. So very, very few of us are going out there putting our lives on the line, in, you know, for the rest of us to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy here on a daily basis.
That's right. And, you know, it's easy for people to, because this war, you know, didn't have as high of casualty rates as other ones. That doesn't mean our guys aren't sacrificing. And, you know, some, we have people losing their lives and, you know, losing their ability to have a regular functioning life. So I say it's the least we can do. And, you know, Marines are really a special group of guys. I had the privilege of growing up, you know, next to a Marine Corps base. And, you know, they really are the few and the proud, and they're just an awesome group of guys, and there's nobody quite like them. So.
Well, you're not going to get any argument from me, a former Marine. You
that's
know that.
Right.
Hey,
that's right,
hey,
exactly.
Let's get on to your next story. A group of bikers, they guard a girl's house night and day. She's dealing with an abusive father. Tell us about that.
That's right. So the girl, she's known as F.A. She was actually only 10 years old when her stepfather started abusing her, and by the time she was 15, she was preparing to testify against him. So, you know, you can imagine she was suicidal. She was afraid. She couldn't sleep. And she ended up meeting this man, and his name is actually Tombstone, of all names. And he's the lifelong member of a group called Bikers Against Child Abuse, which is actually BACA. And their sole mission is to empower children who have been victimized. And what they ended up doing is coming outside of her house, and they would stand, they would take shifts, and they would guard her 24 hours a day while this trial was going on. Wow. And they would come with her in the courtroom, and they just support her. And she said whenever they became part of her life and started protecting her, you know, during this whole process, it was the first time her mom had seen her relaxed in years. And, wow. You know, they might look like a tough group of guys, but they certainly... big teddy bears, and they're doing something that's very important. I can't imagine a tougher group of guys protecting me. He said that might be scary, but he's scarier.
Yeah, no wonder the video has gone viral. Another one here is the judge shocked by the reaction to Tough Love. How did that come down?
So actually, this judge, her name is Judge Berta Colvin, and she actually gives brutally honest talks like this all the time, so she was really surprised when her speech to these young teenagers went viral. And, you know, what she's saying, and the teenager just struck a chord with, or saying to the teenagers that are in trouble, just struck a chord with millions after it was recorded and posted online. She was saying, anybody could be nothing. Now, you want to be something, and you can be something. And she was just giving the brutal honesty and saying, if you keep going the way you're going, you're going to be nothing, and anybody can do that. That's easy. Mm-hmm. And wow. she just really... You know, she kind of moves you to tears and really makes you believe. And she says she doesn't know any of these kids personally ever, but she knows that they can make a difference, and she knows they need to hear what she's saying.
Yeah, they've got a future. That's the issue. They have a future. Why not make it a great one? Hey, the final one, we got another Jersey boy, but this one with a brittle bone disease. He does the Eminem cover song. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. Heron Shaw actually does an Eminem cover song. He has a brittle bone disease. And he actually did a cover of Not Afraid and mixed it with Indian music, and it's gone viral. I mean, it's amazing. Wow. If you have the chance to check it out,
you got to check this out and all the other viral videos that Sam shares with us. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. You'll see her nice, gorgeous little about to be wedding face right there. And you know, and if you have a suggestion for a viral video yourself, make sure you drop her a line. Your email, Sam. Remind them.
It's samscorner.bml@gmail.com.
It's just that simple. The one and only good news, girl. Samantha Mills on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. Have a blessed day, okay? It's 19 before the top of the hour.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Have you ever wondered why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? You know, I look at some people on this stuff, and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight, you know what I mean? Careful with green vegetables. They must know best. Side effects include bleeding from the gums after you brush your teeth, swelling or pain at an injection site, diarrhea, vomiting, or inability to eat for more than 24 hours, fever, severe bleeding, including heavier than normal menstrual bleeding, red or brown urine, black or bloody stools, severe headache or stomach pain, joint pain, discomfort, or swelling, especially after an injury, vomiting of blood or material that looks like coffee grounds, bruising that develops without an injury, you remember? Well, dizziness or weakness on top of that, and even death or skin tissue or necrosis. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA. Plus, find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Love me, loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections.
Bill Martinez Live.
Give your all to me.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live coming at you. I want to remind you that after the show, we have a after-show that will be taking place on Facebook.com, Martinez Live. That's where you want to go, and you can get involved in the conversation and let us know your thoughts. Facebook.com, Martinez Live. Look forward to hearing from you. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to, I count this as a rare privilege to be able to talk with Abby Johnson. She's been on with us for several times, and her story, for those that you have read it and come in contact, know that it is a most incredible story. And I love it because it's about life. It's about the choices that we face today. And it's no different than what we've been warned about. You know, when you read the Bible, there is a point where, you know, Moses and Joshua tell the people of Israel, tell you, look, you have before you today, you're at a crossroads. And I believe that crossroads that was then is still today. And that is the choice that we can make for death or life. And in case you get confused, I love this in the Bible. The Bible doesn't even give you a chance to get confused and wonder what the right road is. Just choose life. That's the best idea. And for Abby Johnson, her road was determined by a power and by a God who is a loving God, and he helped her on a road of life. And Abby has a new book that she's just released, The Walls Are Talking, Former Abortion Clinic Workers Tell Their Stories. Abby Johnson, always good to have you on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, everybody knows, or most people who have read your story, Unplanned, the book that you put out before, told your, you know, personal story. You know, you worked with Planned Parenthood before in 2008. You were the employee of the year. In 2009, you left Planned Parenthood and since have been an international pro-life advocate. And especially when you saw what happened there, and then you also got a greater understanding of how you came to be.
Yeah, you know, I worked for Planned Parenthood for 8 years and, you know, got involved with them, believed I was doing the right thing, and believed that we were there to help women, and, you know, really had a
a moment of conversion when I was asked to assist in a live ultrasound-guided abortion procedure and saw a 13-week-old baby fighting and struggling for his life during that abortion procedure, and knew then that there was humanity there in the womb, that there was a life that had been taken. And if there was humanity there, then I knew that that had to be defended and had to be fought for. And so I left Planned Parenthood in 2009 and have been speaking out about, you know, my experiences and ever since then.
Yeah. Abby, only because it's contemporary, let me ask you, did you have any awareness of the selling of baby parts by Planned Parenthood during that period of time that you worked for them?
Oh, yeah. Our affiliate was one of the affiliates that participated in that program.
Amazing. And so you're seeing this whole business around you, you know, all about abortion, and then you come into contact and realize, I mean, with the sonogram experience, and the woman is actually seeing, we support a program called Save the Storks, and they're putting out, you may have heard about them, incredible deal. Jeff Gilbert, who was the former drummer for the rock group Cutlass, is involved with them as well, and he was on with us yesterday. And they've got 21 buses out throughout the country, and they get permits, and you know they're out there, you know, showing women what is inside of them. And just like for you, it was in coming in contact with a sonogram to show them, hey, this is a baby inside of you. It's moving. It's developing. It's developed. You know, and all that incredible miracle that they're seeing happening inside them. 84% of the women who have a sonogram there at Save the Storks change their mind and choose life.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that's important for the pro-life movement to remember is that, you know, we go through, you know, a lot of effort to make sure that, you know, we show women ultrasounds, and it's a very important tool for us. And that's true. The national statistic for pregnancy centers says that, you know, if a woman sees an ultrasound of her baby, that she, you know, has about an 85% chance of choosing life. But it's very important for us in the pro-life movement to also accompany her, to continue to accompany her on that journey throughout her pregnancy. And that's why I really love the pregnancy center movement. You know, they're able to walk with her on that journey, and you know, even after the baby is born, because you know, many times if a woman is thinking about choosing abortion, it's because she's in a very difficult situation most of the time. And so, you know, we need to be sure that we're there with her and that we're on that journey with her.
Abby, that is so critical, what you just shared with the people, as opposed to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood, it's a process. You go in, the baby is taken out, you've gone through an abortion, and you're on your own for the rest of your life. I mean, I've talked to so many women, and I keep sharing this story because it was so profound to me, and you and I may have talked about this before, is that women who have gone through an abortion process, a procedure, without exception can tell me, they'll say, Bill, my child would have been 13 today, or my child would have been, you know, 16, or would have been 9 years old this year. I mean, it is amazing that hidden pain and grief that they carry with them. And here it is. I understand the women who have made a choice for life. Yes, it is a challenge and to make that journey and make some of the choices that you have to make. But I see the opposite, that they're so relieved that they chose life over death. And those that have chosen death, I mean, they don't have the privilege necessarily of having somebody from Planned Parenthood walking them through the grief that undoubtedly will accompany this process.
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. And you know, Planned Parenthood is not in the business of emotional healing after an abortion. In fact, I'm a licensed therapist, and I remember when I was finishing up my master's work, I said something to my supervisor about, you know, well, this is great. You know, you have a licensed therapist here at the clinic, and maybe we could start providing some different therapy services at our facility. And one of the things I mentioned was, you know,
counseling women after they've had an abortion. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, no, we're not, you know, we don't want to advertise that. And I said, well, you know, why not? And she said, well, we don't want to, you know, to admit that women may have problems after an abortion. Mm-hmm.
But yet they'll claim that they're for women and they're providing this health service.
Right. I mean, but they want abortion to be completely normal. Like, you know, I've heard, you know, pro-choice activists, abortion activists over and over again compare, having an abortion to getting your teeth cleaned. It's absolutely ridiculous, but that is, they are trying to normalize abortion. You know, so that, you know, why would you be upset? It's no big deal. It's just a mass cells, it's just a blob of tissue. It's just like having a mole removed off of your body. It's really no big deal. But yet we, you know, talk to women, we hear from women all over the world who have had abortions and are living, you know, a lifetime of regret because of it. You know, of course it's not the same as having your teeth cleaned. And if it was, it wouldn't be controversial.
Exactly. Well, Abby, in your new book, The Walls Are Talking, Former Abortion Clinic Workers Tell Their Stories, this was a book that needed to be written. I mean, if nothing else, just for the healing process of former abortion clinic workers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, it was really beautiful because everyone who shared in this book, all of the former abortion workers, I mean, they, you know, came to us and said, you know, I'd really love to share my story. And, you know, this is part of their healing journey. Not everybody that comes out of the abortion industry wants to share publicly. You know, everyone's road to healing is different. Mm-hmm. But for these people that did come forward, you know, this is part of their healing journey. And so it's been really beautiful. They're really excited. They're very excited to, have their stories out there, even though they are anonymous. But, you know, just our prayer has been that it will impact people who read it and really show the reality of what's taking place inside of the abortion industry. And these are stories that are hard to read, but I feel like it's very necessary mm-hmm. that the pro-life movement truly know what's taking place inside of these clinics. Not just that we guess what's going on or we assume this is what's taking place, but that we hear directly from people who have been inside.
We can handle the truth, can we? I mean, it's very powerful and very painful, but we really can handle the truth, and we need to get on with that process, don't we, Abby?
Absolutely. It's imperative for us to be effective truth tellers, and that's what we should be as pro-life advocates, that we have the truth and that we know it, and that we can actively speak out against the evil that's out there.
Well, you and Kristen Detrow have done an outstanding job in compiling these stories. It is extraordinary. It is touching. It is healing. It is eye-opening. This is a very, very powerful book, and I highly recommend it for those of you who are in the pro-life movement, for those of you who are considering to be involved in the pro-life movement. Abby Johnson's book, The Walls Are Talking, A Former Abortion Clinic Workers Are Telling Their Stories. Abby Johnson, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.